Hey guys, it's Brynn and Heather again.
Woohoo, hello!
We are back and we're talking about biggest mom challenges as a pharmacist. So just this week, I was very excited. I was disciplined and went to the gym early and got myself out of a poop explosion.
A poop explosion?
My poor husband.
Oh my gosh.
So he was, yeah, that was
well,
my son.
Crap.
I know. Good for me for being at the gym and then racing off to work. So mom challenges. It gets challenging. So I just wanted to go through a couple different situations, maybe like that could help you in your struggle. So, okay, here we go. My son's four now. So it's kind of stuff in the past.
So it was a four-year-old poop explosion, which is different than
bad.
A newborn poop explosion.
That's really bad. You want to be out of that.
Thank you, honey.
Okay.
So today we're going to talk about moms. Brynn's going to share her personal experiences with us. It's going to get real again.
Yes.
And maybe some of the things we talk about we can help you guys with, or definitely we want your suggestions too.
Yes. So first thing I was thinking of was breastfeeding. That was really important to me when he was younger. It was something I had learned about in college in a nutrition course. And I was like, this is amazing. You have this special milk. It feeds the baby, nourishes them, helps them fight off infection. This is great. So that was just kind of tucked in the back of my head. I'm adopted, so I never experienced breastfeeding. And then I really can't even think of anybody in my family that breastfed or that I would have been exposed to breastfeeding. Luckily, I did have some friends, so that helped when the time came. However, when you're starting on your breastfeeding journey, there are so many changes that are going on with your body, and it's very frustrating. You think it would be natural. It's not always natural. No, it's really tough.
Can I ask you a question
yes.
before you go even farther? Because I was just thinking, we might have some young pharmacists mm-hmm. that aren't quite there at having to even think about breastfeeding, right? Right? So what would be, for those of you who aren't, or maybe just now pregnant, or maybe not even pregnant, but you might get pregnant one
right.
day. So what is the decision making that you went through to like breastfeed or not breastfeed? Or like, do you know the benefits? Or like, what was it that you thought about that made you pick breastfeeding?
I guess for me, it was just this, from what I had learned, I'm like, wow, you get this connection, you get this nutrition for your baby. This is a win-win situation. And I didn't really envision it being hard. I mean, I guess I had heard people having struggles, but I didn't, to me, it was natural. It's like, this should be a natural thing. And it wasn't. So I learned a lot of resources. So even if you're not at the point in your life where this applies to you, you as a pharmacist will now have resources you can share with your patients and your loved ones. I found out a lot of lactation support groups were very helpful. You kind of learn about them before you give birth in your pregnancy courses. Learn about certain lactation consultants that are amazing. Ooh, that would be another good specialty for pharmacists.
A lactation specialist.
Yes.
Absolutely. I have a good friend who does that, actually.
They are such gifts.
Yeah.
Godsends.
Yeah. And that's kind of running your own business thing if you want to do your own thing.
Well, she came out to my house. So that was the thing. So this is me like struggling with engorgement and I'm like Googling. I'm like, oh my gosh, like how do I even like manually express this milk? Like this is crazy. It was so painful. And so I found Teresa's number and I'm totally calling her, messaging her. She's like, I'll be there tomorrow, calming me down. And she was amazing. She came to the house. They like weigh the baby. They teach you techniques in your own home. It was a very neat experience. But so we have personalized lactation consultants. You have groups you can take your baby to where there's lactation consultants that lead them in hospitals. So anyways, I knew it was important to me. I only had, 12 weeks off, I think, with my child. And clearly, I was on a mission to go longer than that. But in the beginning, you're just like, let me just make it through the first month. And that's totally okay. Everybody's different in their journey. So I was trying to envision me in a big like community pharmacy, 13-hour days, how in the world am I going to keep my milk supply up? That's like, you know, cry over spilled milk. You literally cry over spilled milk.
Do you know how
you've
long?
Pumped.
Yes.
So this is me trying to figure out like, okay, my insurance company just sent me my Medela meter or Medela pump and these flanges. I can't walk around the pharmacy with flanges and like bottles of milk hanging off them. How is this going to work? And so I was like, well, do you take like your lactation cover and I just wear this with my white coat? Like
that's not awkward in the pharmacy.
Right. Talk about committed. What kind of crazy person even thinks like this? I was committed, y'all. Okay. So when I was at lactation and support group, they had a dentist come in that shared her story because she had long days too. And she wanted to maintain her milk supply and pumping. So she had Freemies. Freemies, let me pull those in.
It's opposite.
Yeah. So these are awesome. They slide into your bra, and then they have a little thing on the top that you run the cord into, and then the cord adapts to your meter. And so you can run these under your clothes. I would just dip into the bathroom, tuck these in. I have my white coat on, and then I would hook this part up to the pump and turn it on. And so this allowed me, if somebody needed counseling, if I had to like walk away from my station, get something, I could easily just unhook and go get it. Otherwise, I could maintain my phone, computer work, everything, just stationary. And it was helpful if there was overlap because my partners were really supportive. Like they would go do the counseling or go show a patient something just because they knew, oh, well, for the next 10, 15 minutes, she's pumping, like, I'll go, even though that's my favorite part, is talking to the patients and like going over there. They would do that for me. So my techs were also very helpful. They would remind me to eat because you're a lot hungrier when you're breastfeeding. And so when you're back at work, you have to have small, easily accessible snacks. My favorite were like lactation cookies. They were amazing.
Oh, they make lactation cookies?
Well, I'd home make them. So they have like oatmeal, brewer's yeast, flaxseed, something else in them. They're delicious.
That's cool.
And I'd have to like keep them and batch them. I'm like, stop eating them all to the rest of the family.
You might have to put those down in the comments, that recipe, yes, or something.
It's delicious. So you have to eat fast. So my techs were supportive in that way, kind of keeping an eye on me if they knew I hadn't been drinking water or I don't think it's... Oh, it is recording. Okay, sorry. Thought it wasn't recording for a minute. We are still on. Okay.
That has happened. We have done a whole session one time, like 20, 30 minutes, and we didn't record.
Yeah,
so.
I panicked a little. The time's down there. Okay, got it. Woo. Okay, so then back to pumping. So they put together, they're really easy to put together. It looks complicated because they don't really have good videos online. But you take this part, you line up this little thing there, and then you put your little, I'm such official, cone here. And then you just attach the lid to the top, and they have different sizes, just like the flanges do. This is a 25 millimeter, and then you just snap it together, and your milk will collect in here. And then when you're done and you take them out, which was nice, I had a bathroom, I still took the same Medela setup, how they have the little cooler. I took the bottle. I like these lids better than these lids. These curvy lids don't hold the milk as well as the flat lids. And then I would just go in the bathroom, pour it in there, and then take it like that. And take it home. Well, don't drop it. So that worked out really well. And then I called my husband the milk manager because he would package up the milk when I came home. It was like the last thing I wanted to do is like wash bottles and wash everything. Oh, I would use these cloths just to quickly package them up so I could reuse them because I, like I said, I did 13-hour days. So I would pump maybe around 10 or 11, 1:30, and then again, maybe like 4 or 7, depending on, because really around 5, you can't really do the rush. So just depends on how full you're feeling. But I would wrap them in this and stick them in a plastic bag. And we had like a little fridge. So that way I wouldn't have to like full on wash them. In the beginning, I washed them like each time. And I was like, this is just annoying. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. It worked for us. And I didn't have to wear the lovely nursing cover to work. And so that allowed me to keep my milk supply up. And before I went back to work, I would pump standing up on my computer like I would be doing at work. Mm-hmm. So those sort of things, you can practice, you can reach out to people, you can talk to friends, you can definitely buy Freemies. We're not even sponsored, but we should be because I love these things.
Did you do both sides at one time?
Yes. Okay. So yeah, I wore both sides at one time. Some moms complain that they don't get as much milk as they did with the flanges, because with the flanges, you can actually like kind of push on your breast and like get the milk out. Whereas these, you kind of need them to stay fitted on there. So you can't really do a lot of like pushing and moving. But it's better than zero. And so it really kept my milk supply up. And having the convenience of being able to do it 3 times a day while I worked was nice. And then on the weekends,
Sorry.
On the weekends, my husband or parents would bring my child up at lunch. So there was like an old like photo room. The managers let me in. So it was like a lockable room and I could breastfeed my son in there. When he was super little, I just breastfed him in the break room, like no big deal. And then he got where he wanted to like play with this thing and like pop out. I'm like, okay, this is not working anymore. But yes, so it is doable. I really...
Is the suction, can I ask, is the suction less on these than, like, do you think the fit and the suction was about the same?
I think they are. For me, it was. Okay. But I know that of other moms that didn't like them as much. For me, they worked great, and I was able to get similar amounts of milk. So that was really rewarding in that fact, because you're like, oh, I went through all this trouble. At least I'm getting milk. Because it's hard when, towards the end of my pumping, because I breastfed him longer, like I pumped shorter, like maybe like a year, you would like bring home like an ounce. And I'm like, really? An ounce? Like, I can't do that. Like, it just is like, ah. So it just depends how long you want to go. But some benefits for long-term breastfeeding was like a reconnection. So when I'd get home at night, if it were like 9 or 10,
absolutely,
he'd already be in bed, but I could pick him up, feed him for a little bit, reconnect to my baby. It was almost like a meditative state or something.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because I think for the new moms that are trying to weigh out the convenience of just bottle feeding formula versus the breastfeeding, to me, any mom who does breastfeed will probably tell you there is such a bond. There's such a connection. The child is like caressing your back, you know, it's just, and they're looking up at you. You're making eye contact with them.
And you're sitting down. You're not like doing anything else.
Yeah. And so it is just a time for you and your baby and you connect. It's just something you can't even describe. So that is a huge benefit. Yes. Also, immunity wise, they're getting your immunity. So they're not at just their zero level trying to make an immunity. You're giving them all of your immunities too. So, but it does take time away from mom, because it is the commitment is you have to pump and you have to be there for the baby and stop doing stuff, which can be hard sometimes.
It is hard.
And I think another thing to think about, babies, and you might be able to speak to your experience, but it was about 3 or 4 hours that the formula, that the breast milk would last, and then they're hungry again, especially when they're little. Whereas if you give them formula, a lot of times they can go longer, maybe 5 hours before they're hungry again, if you're lucky. But it is a short period of time that they're hungry again when you nurse. So it is a commitment time-wise, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it in so many positive ways.
Yes.
Yep.
So definitely be looking out in your areas for lactation meetup support groups, because those are really good resources for people that come into the pharmacy. If you have certain pump experience, that can help. The pumps are intimidating when you first get them, so just being able to walk a mom through that is very helpful. If any of you guys want a tour, I can definitely, you know, show you how the pump works, and you can be proficient. Have your wife or your wife's girlfriend show you around. The pump works great though.
And I think pumping is awesome because, for one, it lets you make milk, do the milk while you're at work. But the other side that my husband appreciated is he got to feed the baby. Where when you're nursing all the time and you don't have it in a bottle, then it takes away that special time with dad. So dad can actually now feed the baby, even though you're still giving the baby breast milk. And that's a special time for them. They really appreciate that. Or my husband did.
Yes, I'm digging out. Sorry. So I don't have the lid, but the breast flow was one that our lactation consultant recommended for dad to use. It has like a nipple on the top and then like a firmer nipple in the middle. So it's almost like they had to apply more pressure to get the milk out, because sometimes if babies got too used to like a bottle that had a flat, fast flow, they wouldn't want to do the breastfeeding effort.
That happened to me with one of my kids. She quit on me like that because she loved the bottle.
Much easier. So anyways, this one we really like. So even though I stored them in the Medela, we would package them, I think, in Lanosh bags or whatever the purple ones are. You have to ask my milk manager. And then they would defrost them, like either the babysitter or my husband, and then they would feed him. So I never bottle fed him ever.
So it gives dad an opportunity, which is nice.
And then I guess, should we move on to next challenging mom moment?
So she had another topic. I got a couple of topics I think moms would be really interested in. So what's your other topic?
My other one's very humbling. So when he was done breastfeeding, he did end up getting very sick enough to need like a nebulizer treatment. So I don't know if this is like a rite of passage or whatever, but that, it was tough. So In the office, they wanted to try him out on, I think it was Xopenex or something. So they tried him out in the office. He did great. Like, perfect patient, sat on my lap, put the little mask complain. On there.
He was just good.
So good. He sat there and,
What an angel.
Perfect angel. And they listened to him. They're like, oh, yes, that definitely works. So he's going to need this. I'm like, no problem. I'm a pharmacist. I've got this. Worst thought ever. So we proceed to like get it denied by insurance. We really need the albuterol now because it's like wicked expensive. And then what else? His antibiotic wasn't at one pharmacy. I'm like, just yeah, it was finally get all the meds and the nebulizer home. Go to give him his next treatment.
The little angel
was reincarnated into like a horrible being. Oh my gosh. He was bawling. He was like arching his back. He was having nothing to do with his nebulizer. And I am like, buddy, you did it before, you know, elephant, you know, like trying to describe animals, trying to like describe noise. I'm like, do you want your earmuffs on so you don't hear it? Because they're kind of loud. I mean, I was trying everything. Then I started trying, you want a cookie? Like, you want like some ice cream for taking
what
this?
Do you want?
Yes. No. Still having a fit. I'm like, all right, we're going to the fire station. I'm going to have these guys stick this thing on you, you know, start threatening. And I'm like, we're taking you to dad's work and you're going to get it. And still nothing. Like, it was brutal.
Battle. Sounded like a battle.
I was so humbled. I'm like, all these things you like learn about.
And you're a pharmacist?
Exactly. I should get this. So I'm asking my mom friends, talking around, telling them about the struggle. He eventually did another treatment that night when my husband got home and was able to like hold him. And then he's like, I feel kind of weird after this. So I guess he's probably breathing in the nebulizer.
My heart's racing. I don't know what's going on.
It's normal, hon. Good job.
But boy, I can breathe.
Yes. So I started asking my mom friends, and they're like, you just need the aero chamber and the meter dose inhaler. I'm like, oh, man, insurance doesn't cover that either. We just spent all this on that. So yes, I buckled down and got it. And I do have to admit, this is much easier. Oh, and by the way, that little guy, he was easy. The daycare sitter and her daughter were like, he was great. He'll take that nebulizer for other people, but not me. Like, not me.
The fists come up.
Yes. So anyways, so that's another tip. Your child may take your nebulizer from their daycare setting. So yeah, you might try that. But anyways, this is what ended up working for him. This goes on his mouth, nose. You can see the little breather in and out. And then the inhaler just goes in the back.
How old was he at this point?
I think he was like 3.
Okay. Yeah. So just so they know, like,
it's 3-year-olds fight. And he still wears this size, so.
But this he took no problem. He would do this.
Yeah, this one he'll take. Mm. I mean, he might fight it. He fought it a little bit because it was new and different. But yeah, this worked a lot easier. So any doubt, I would say this works.
Do they make, I'm trying to remember. I kind of remember one kind of fun one. Do they make fun masks for nebulizer? Yeah. Like cute
this.
Things?
Little fun little mask here. You think this would be like super easy? Yeah, like, ooh, let's do it. Yeah, no. He's having nothing of it. Like, thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Who are you?
Yeah. Send me my son back. The one that was in that doctor's office, like an angel. So it is humbling. I mean, you try your best to explain it. I've explained it a dozen times to parents. But until you actually live it and have to, like, fight this little tangly child, yeah.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah. It's so true. What you just brought to mind, like, what's something that, like, I thought, yeah, sure. Like, the flavorings. I was just thinking of the flavorings of stuff. Because we they always like recommend, they love the grape. Or everybody loves the watermelon or whatever. And we just flavor it and send them on their way. Yes. And my kids were like, bleh! Like, that's terrible. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been recommending this. And anyway, so yeah, it's like very humbling when you're a pharmacist and you're supposed to know all the answers for the medications. And
Yeah, kids have a way of humbling you, I think. Yeah. So those are my experiences that I hope you can impart some wisdom or some laughter from. Either one. The other thing, I guess, I was thinking about, I didn't really have, like, a particular third one I've overcome. I'm in the middle of, like, sleep issues. Like, it's been very, very rough as a parent, like, getting him to shorten sleep routine down from, like, 3 hours to, like, how about, like, an hour, you know? Like, chop, chop. Like, mommy and daddy want some time together.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So it's been rough. We've tried different routines, trying a bath every night, trying Epsom salt in the bath, trying to limit, you know, the amount of water he's doing right before bed, so he's not trying to get up and go to the bathroom the whole night. But it just seems like he finds a way to just get under our skin. So, I don't know. I've had moms tell me, oh, melatonin works, but I'm not really sure I want to go that route yet. So, I've had people bring me soothing songs, and we play, like, some soothing songs, some books.
Well, that's what I was thinking of. And I'm kind of a weird hippie kind of mom, I guess, but... I used to sing. Like, there was actually a lullaby that I just really liked. And I've sang it to them when they were little babies. And then I just, they would ask me, they're like, well, Mom, just sing that song. And so I would sing. And sometimes that would just like, that was kind of like, okay, Mom is singing to me. I'm going to bed. But reading, you talked about books. Mm-hmm. That was another thing. They would always be like, oh, read, you know, we always hear that. Read me one more story. But my kids really liked, it was kind of that one-on-one time, that kind of bonding okay. time again. Because I think, especially nowadays, kids are so stimulated by electronics. Mm. And that's another thing to maybe avoid towards TV. The end of night time is TV. We love to give them iPads now and cell phones. But kind of keeping those away, because all that blue light is very stimulating to certain parts your brain that they say is hard to like turn off and go to sleep. It takes a while. So keeping that stuff away. But reading, like we would just read, and we actually, when they got older, would take, you know, once they can read, then we would take turns reading the book. And then of course that got them reading and was helpful, but that would make them go to sleep. We used to do a lot of that. And I have to say regimen, like we were pretty regimented of like, it's 7 p.m. we're going to bed. Like we tried to avoid a lot of staying up late just because we made it like if they had a consistent pattern, they were just used to that. Okay, it's 7 o'clock. I'm going to bed.
Right. And that's, it is challenging because our, like my husband and I's work schedule is a little different. Like if I am working, I'm there till 7. I don't get home till 8. So it's kind of like he already really needs to be in bed by that time. So having, and then the nights that I don't work, I'm trying to do the bedtime routine so he gets a break. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of very challenging to stick on the routine, but.
Yeah, it is challenging. Something else I thought of, which is kind of hippie-ish and new age, is essential oils. So having a diffuser maybe that has those oils in it that are just more relaxing, like maybe lavender or I don't know. We always think of chamomile tea and stuff, but I don't know, like, you know, getting those kind of more peaceful. And I think we do a lot ourselves of relating experiences to sound, right? Or experiences from smell. Like I can smell a place and go, oh, that smells like my elementary school when I go back, right? So maybe if you connected sleep time with a certain smell of like maybe even just a diffuser that ran for an hour that made lavender smell, then he would be like, oh, lavender is time for bed. You know,
that's a good idea.
Just a thought. Because I think the more senses you connect with the singing and the, you know, turning the noise down, you know, making sure TVs, you know, so if you control the sound, you know, the lighting, the experiences, the lighting, maybe the sensory smell, it might be something to make a pattern with.
What other ideas do you guys have? I know there's parents out there. Talk to your friends. Let me know what other ways we can try.
Yeah. And or some other tips on the other things, like the breastfeeding. True. If there's another way that you as a pharmacist works and continue to collect your breast milk for later, you know, give us other thoughts of what you did and how you managed it, but while still working as well.
Yeah.
What and the nebulizer trick. Any good nebulizer tricks? That would be awesome.
Oh, we hope this helps and just sharing our stories. And it has been just a blessing to be able to share.
Yeah. It's courageous too. So I'm proud of you because it's not easy to like talk about how you're connecting this to your breast. And you know, so, we're really putting ourselves out there and we're just kind of courageous. There's just a thin line between courageous and crazy. So thank you for sharing and being.
Well, I hope it helps moms. Like if you have a goal, there are ways to meet it. There's not just one way to get there. This is not the end all be all. This is just ideas for you, for your friends, for people that need to maintain that breastfeeding relationship, maintain that medicine getting in
like
there.
How do I do this now that I'm going back to work? So no, I think this is great information. Thank you so much. Hopefully it helps you guys.
Thank you.
Bye. See you next time.